This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello there. Or what was I supposed to say now, Siege? I started to say, what's up, nerds? There we go.
What's up, nerds?
I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Siege, the Gerg and Siege episode, I got more, more positive stuff about that than I've, people were so happy about the themes of
Me too.
Friendship and tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery and the power of friendship.
Hold on, we're getting a message.
Uh-oh. Is it from... It's from that rat bastard?
It's from the rattiest of the bastards. I don't actually believe that at all. I love Brandon. Brandon's going to join us.
You limerous, Brandon.
I might have just edited all that out. I don't know. We'll see. He's the first person in my life. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just got spam where his is.
I hit you with that spam masubi at the airport.
Woo! He's the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege.
Neola, one chug out here, chillama.
Guys, I should wait to share this until Brandon joins us. I've got some
ooh.
I don't know how to say this. I'll just wait, okay? helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, definitely not Gervin, and potentially joining us via his phone, despite the fact that he's at home because he forgot to set up his gear, Brandon from the internet. He might be here. We'll see if we even recognize him anymore. None of us, a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. We do have one guy with 7 Googles available to him. If you are if you are one of those previously mentioned things, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. Usually it's only Brandon's teacher brother, Stephen, that does those things. God, what a great dude he is. He shows up to family vacation wearing a full 90 Soccer Time podcast t-shirt, our old podcast that we did about the Sounders. And then he has his toenails done, painted green, like he's just shaming his brother who thinks all that is so weird and making it so good. So
one of us.
Teacher brother, what up? You can hop on to social media to write a review, find us online to say sexy things about Siege, talk about Brandon's awesome mustache, whatever it is, nerdtalkplus.com. Siege, what do we have from the people today?
Well, speaking of teacher brother, we actually got a message from teacher brother.
Nice.
Yeah, he had a nice long thing to write, a little thing about a question for Siege and Gerg and blah, blah, blah from teacher brother, and I don't care. When I got to the part where he said, also, just as always, love you guys, aw, and the pod, aw, I told Brandon I felt bad that he was gone again for recording, and it was because he was over at the lake for a week with me and my family, and I said, so it's your fault? Thanks, Steven, teacher brother. And he says, glad that's what you got from all of that.
Like a long, long, sweet message.
Yeah.
And that's what he takes away from.
Don't worry, Steven, I'll answer.
How are we supposed to pursue tomfoolery and friendship when we're not together, Steven? This is your fault.
Steven.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Apology accepted, obviously, but yeah.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm usually the more forgiving of all of us. I'm usually the more morally grounded of us. So that's.
I have all the grudges, and I will seek revenge any way possible. Helen J.
Yeah, Helen, what's
good
up?
Good friend of the show.
Oh man, she recommended Chinese food for me, and it was just as bad as I wanted it to be, and super good. Oh. I went to train stations Chinese food.
Oh,
we were supposed to do it I'm as so a pod jealous. When Siege was here. We forgot. We did go to Pow Pow, which was awesome. But I went to, like, they don't have music playing in the train cars, and we're the only people there, and it's very uncomfortable. Shout outs to Officer Brunch, who was part of that adventure. He texted me when I was, like, fever dreaming the other day, and I forgot to, like, text him back, and now I feel bad. So when you hear this, Officer Brunch, just know I'm sorry. I'll probably text you, but if you text me again, it'd probably help. So otherwise I'll probably just run for you.
Here's a reminder. Forever. Text me to text you back.
Yeah. He's got thick cop skin. It's fine.
So Helen J writes us. First, she sends us a post and says, so y'all mentioned centaurs in the introduction of the podcast.
Yes. We love centaurs.
Major League Centaurs. Duh. Yes. Major League Centaurs. That is our production company. That's all of us. And then, or maybe our little Sega Centaurs. Ooh. If Brandon comes on tonight, can we try and do that acapella?
No, not tonight. We got too much to cover.
I hate you.
No, don't say that. That's not nice.
No, I know.
Sorry, there's truth in every joke, Siege. That's how it works.
I'm wearing my villain shades. I am of evil
tonight.
Yeah,
for sure.
So we mentioned centaurs in the beginning, and I'm never able to get a good picture of this. So I thank Wandering Seattle for this. Okay. And she sent us a picture of a lady centaur statue.
No such thing.
Yeah. It's whatever this thing is, and it's
to be clear.
It's got its out.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a statue in where did she say it was?
No, it's not here.
White Center.
It's here.
It's in White. Yeah, okay, well, it's White Center.
I'm gonna have to bring up some.
And look at that. Look down here. What is that? Is that a little baby? Naked centaur.
I can't see it well enough. You're just a tiny little thing on my screen. So
with baby little naked. So, out.
God damn it.
What?
We can't say that.
Yes, we can.
Well, I mean,
it's a centaur.
We can say it to each other, but it's like, I'm not going to publish that.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
So thank you, Helen J, for the naked topless woman centaur.
Okay.
And finally, I don't know what I want to do this one without context. our good friend Leslie in Seattle.
Oh, hey!
Left a comment on our last post. There should be more animal noises on the show, real or human generated.
Wow.
I just want to leave it like that.
No one has been a bigger supporter in my career of me playing dolphin noises on the radio than Leslie in Seattle.
Oh,
so
yes.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Leslie. We appreciate you, even though you're definitely not listening to this, because why actually support us? Thank you, Siege. Those are the exact sound effects I'm talking about. Exactly. I'm teasing. Leslie's like the most supportive person other than Siege that I know. You guys are like on my Mount Rushmore of people who are supportive of me. So thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. Gravy, if you could address Brandon, please, in the chat, just let him know we don't know what we're talking about because it's just in my Apple notes. That's,
it's all in my hand.
Yeah, he's just going to have to jump in and roll with it, improv style. Yeah. Well, I've had a very busy summer. I don't... this is a reference to something that we talked about many moons ago. A couple things. One, centaurs. The Lady Centaur statue. I got to focus on that.
Yeah, you do.
Back in the day when it was just Brandon and I doing Nerd Talk Plus, we did a whole episode just on centaurs. And what we found is in the lore of centaurs, there is no Lady Centaur.
I was here for that.
That does not invalidate... No. The first time we did it, you were not.
Oh, the first time? No.
That does not invalidate the artist who made Lady Centaur statue in White Center. Shout out to Leslie in Seattle, who's down there and can check it out for us and confirm. I'm not trying to invalidate the artist. I'm just saying that that is fictional, okay? Centaurs, totally real.
This is...
are not women, and I don't know why, and I'm not here to uphold that or whatever, but we can't...
They're called something else, but they are available.
Yeah. Not canon says
Gravy.
Perfect. That's perfect. All caps. Yeah. So guys, I've had a very busy summer. I haven't, but I've done some pretty phenomenal things. One of which we've referenced many times before on the show, and it's going to sound weird, but I cut my dick off.
Nice.
Not full eunuch style. I'm sorry.
Aww.
Yeah. There's no you in vasectomy, I guess, or whatever.
It's a vasectomy.
Guys, I had a vasectomy. Couple things. One, it is terrifying to, how do I say this politely, off the first time.
Oh, I wish I was there for that.
I wish you could have been in the other room. So I could have been like, oh, okay, it's all right. The rule is,
I'm glad you're okay, buddy.
After you have a vasectomy, and Gravy has also had one. Sorry, Gravy, to tell you out like that, but we have had very different experiences with our vasectomies also. And I think both of them successful, hopefully. We'll find out soon. We don't know about mine yet, but the doctor says, like, hey, between now and 6 or 8 weeks from now, you have to ejaculate to completion or whatever he says it in doctor talk.
4 times a day.
20 times total. Okay. In this amount of time. You guys would be disappointed in me. It's about 6 to 8 weeks.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. 14 is where I'm at. And so I don't know how long ago it was, but probably a couple weeks ago. I don't know. So
why don't we get a counter in the chat?
Okay. Done. I'll do it. And there was a joke on the show back. It's canon. If you go back to the Glossoraptor, where, like, would you rather something or get $100 every time you $1 million once or $100 every time from now on? And immediately were like, oh, $100 each time for sure. And
so,
and if you let me do it to you, I get 200 to completion. That was the joke. Okay. And so we'll just keep track in financial. It was 14, Gravy, not 12. And so the first two were not gratis. And so, anyway, that's terrifying the first time where you're like, oh boy. And they tell you it's so crazy. You get this vasectomy, right? I'll go into the details about it here in a minute. It'll get weird. And
do it slow.
And they say, hey, take it easy today. You can start having sex again tomorrow. I was like, nice. What?
Hell yeah.
Just take it easy. And I was like, nah, I'm not. First of all, no one's having sex with me because look at this. But I'm not doing, I'm not making $100 for at least a few days.
I got you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. guys, I can literally say this to men. I'm not just making a sexist centaur joke here or whatever. It's not even a joke. It's serious. If you don't want to have children or you already have children and you don't need any more because obviously you're dead inside and you hate everything about your life because having children was the worst mistake of your life, you got to get a vasectomy. It is incredible how much control you feel of something that is so out of control, aka your life.
Oh, I thought you meant your wiener.
It's been amazing. I go to this place. First of all, shout outs, free plug, shout outs to Dr. Snip.
Hell yeah. Sup, dummy.
Dr. Snip, I see.
Doesn't pay for sponsorship, but sponsor the show.
Yeah, I mean, I will record something and put it at the beginning of the podcast. I don't care. Supported by Dr. Snip. I book everything. Fine. No big deal. It's pretty weird telling the ex about, like, yeah, can you pick up the kid from camp or whatever? I got a thing.
I'm going to get my jizz rod snipped.
Yeah, exactly. Both of them. and so, anyway, so I go to buy a book the thing, and I'm like, hey, I got to miss karate next week. The main karate guy is at karate that day, and he was like, hey, you going on a trip or something like that? I was like, I just got, like, a procedure. And he looks at me like, what, are you okay? And I was like, oh, no, yeah. I don't really talk about these personal things until we get to the podcast and tell the zillion people that listen to this. But anyway, I say, I'm getting a vasectomy. He's like, oh, I got one. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he was like, where are you going? And he looked at me like he wanted to fight me. I was like, I'm going to Dr. Snip. And he goes, oh, okay, thank goodness. And then he like, I was like, oh, really? And he's like, dude, the dude's the best. He's been on Good Morning America. He just goes into all this detail. I think it's actually several people that run this business and they just call it Dr. Snip. But the guy he went to was like,
the Dr. Snip. It says it on his card.
People fly into Seattle to get vasectomies here, which I think is insane because come on.
Dr. Dick Snip.
Like after snip, snap, snip, snap. Like it's, it's crazy. But anyway, he was very complimentary and I was like, okay, this is going to be fine. So you go to the vasectomy office.
I have an idea for a show.
Okay, hold on to that. Hold on to that, yeah. They take you into the consultation room, which is just like a, you go to the, I've got a cold, and they bring you into the room, and they're, sit down or whatever. And they're like, okay, you understand that this is for, this is for real, and it can be reversed, but it's not awesome. You understand all this, right? Okay? And I was like, yeah, I hate my life. I totally understand. We don't need any more responsibility for me. Trust me, everybody. And so they go, great, okay. So then the doctor comes in and he's like, all right, man, you feeling okay about this? Yeah, yeah, good. He's the nicest dude. We're talking about Anthropology, not the show, not the store, but like the study of science. And that was pretty cool. But he goes, okay, you ready? And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm ready. And he's like, all right, hop on that chair. And I was like, wait, what? We're just in an exam room. It's not like a lay down flat, like bed type thing. It's like a dentist chair. And like, okay. So he like kicks me back, the feet come up or whatever. And then he like raises me up and he's like, all right, if
puts
you can just like
suction in your mouth,
if you can just pull down your pants. And I was like, where is this going, Dr. Snip? All right. I mean, well, sure. Just pull down my pants. I don't have to take my pants off. I was like, do I gotta take my shoes off? He's like, I mean, do you want to take your shoes off? And I was like, what?
I'd be more comfortable.
I mean, like, I thought I was going to wear a gown. So I thought, he's like, nah, just pull up your shirt and pull down your pants. And I was like, this is like Japan, dude. This is crazy. All right. So yeah, he's like, okay, just pull down your pants. So I'm like, okay. So I pull down my pants. He has basically like, what's the material that they put? They make the bib that you wear at the dentist where it like they clip it on around the neck and then it hangs down.
Oh, that like, yeah, that like neoprene thing.
It's like,
whatever.
It's not quite a paper
towel. It's like
Reynolds
wrap.
It's like a super paper towel. All right. And
plastic on one side and paper towel on the other.
And so
he has one of those you lay on the bed before you get your $100.
Right. Before you get your $200, you mean?
Yes. Thank you.
But so they have it, but it's for your crotch, all right? And they cut a hole in it so that way they can put your beans on the outside of it and cover the rest of you up. And I was like, oh my God, I would draw pictures. This is so freaking funny.
I was just thinking that. Where's the marker?
I'm going back and forth on this because I don't know if I want to tell you the worst part because I want to encourage people. Like, they should pay me for an endorsement for sure because I'm so into vasectomies all of a sudden.
We should do a promotional video where we go step by step and tell everybody the process.
Absolutely.
Demonstrated.
Now, can we get a stunt double? Can we come up with like a funny, like get a mango or something like that to put out of the... So there's
a couple jackfruit.
There's one real tough part about the vasectomy. And before we talk about that, we'll be right back. Before we talk about that, when I talked to Gravy about it, he got his and he was like, this is not how his went at all. This was like a going for a procedure to like the hospital almost or whatever. And it was like they took it very seriously with like people in scrubs. And, I think the doctor was probably wearing scrubs. I can't remember. But his was like a real... like procedure. Mine was like a, and he talked about how he, like, at the time he was like, dude, if I did it again, I wish I could have been put out, but no one would, because my family sucks, no one would drive me to do this. So I had to drive myself. And in order to do that, they couldn't use any of the put you out stuff. That wasn't an option where I went, and I was terrified of, like, well, Gravy said I should be put out. I had to have someone drive me, and I wasn't allowed to be put out. So I was not terrified. I went into it dead inside, so it didn't really matter what was going on. But also, I was like, well, this could be bad, because Gravy definitely said that I should get put out if I'm going to do this. Should I even be doing this? What, should I be going here? Okay, whatever. The worst part of it all...
I'm right here. I can talk about it.
Nah.
So, no.
The worst part of the whole thing... of the whole vasectomy, and this is going to sound extreme. Are you ready? Don't put, is that Gravy's toe or thumb? I couldn't see there. Anyway.
It was his vasectomy.
Okay, great. The worst part of the whole procedure, and I'm going to describe this, they have to, you know, numb the area where they're going to do the procedure, right? Like, that's nice. That's a thing, because you are getting cut. They're cutting the vas deferens or whatever it is, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And I just think of the NoFX songs, like getting the sex change. Anyway, and to do that, I don't know what the actual, I can't look at this stuff. He's like, you could watch. I was like, nah, I'm good, dog. Thanks. I'm not going to watch
it. Do they have like a camera?
Cut my nuts off, dude. No, just like, you can
show
just,
it
like,
from the back.
He's just like, you can just look. Like, it's like, I can see my nuts, you know? I'm like,
I thought you were like laying back, reclined.
And so, yeah, but I mean, he would have like, I think he would have like put the seat up so I could see. He did not care. Let me, just to be clear, okay? And so,
it's going to show off, make you stand.
They have to do the numbing agent before they do this thing. And so, what it is it isn't, it is like a small, like, pinprick that they do or whatever. That sounds awful. I get it. But the way that they do it is it's like a snapping thing to it. It's like the best way I can describe it is it's like a rubber band, and you go like when you do it on your wrist and you go whack to like get yourself out of anxiety moments. It's like that, only on the bottom of your nutsack and like more painful. But he does that and I'm like, oh my God, that is the worst. And he was like, that's it, dude. And he's like, it says here on your file that you don't have a very high pain tolerance. And I was like, how dare you? It's true.
Who put that on there?
I don't. He's like, all right. So I had to have four different doses of this, but only the first one matters. After that, he could have given me 400. It did not matter. It was just like, whack, whack, whack. No, okay. Well, poor choice of words. I apologize.
$200.
And then I was like, okay, well, he's like, you're fine. Like, I'm going to do something that would normally hurt you very bad, and you tell me if it hurts. And he does it. And I was like, I don't even, nothing. He's like, great, let's go.
There's a finger in your butt.
Siege, maybe. I think it was hyper local anesthetics, though, so maybe not. Okay. But like, yeah, it was something to do with the nuts. And he was like, this would not feel good if you could feel it. Okay. And I was like, okay, so how long does this take? And he was like, I don't know, like 10 minutes, maybe? And I was like, scheduled for a 90 minute procedure. It took 10 minutes for them to explain it. I got there at 11, let's call it, and by 11:28, I was in the lobby being like, okay, let's go. It's so weird having a dude messing with your junk this way and everything.
Just this way.
And yeah. And I wanted to ask him stuff to be like, does it look normal? Is it like those balls too big? Like they're too small? Like what's going on? Like, are you impressed?
So Doc, give me the download.
Yeah.
How do I measure?
And he's like, dude, I didn't say any of this, but I can only imagine being like, dude, I literally just shaved your balls where you didn't shave them good enough. Okay. Like I don't have an opinion on your nuts, dog. All right. Anyway, I did it. Brandon had threatened to get his wiener cut off, and he didn't go through with it, probably because he wants to torture himself with more children. What an idiot. But I did it, and it's amazing. I haven't been able to, like, benefit from it at all yet because, again, you know, this. But one day I'll be able to be like, I'm good. Don't worry about it. We good. So something that I learned from this, though, dudes, if you get a vasectomy, Gravy, you need to have it rechecked every year or two to make sure that you haven't had it grow back. Because there's like a small I don't think that you have the medical technology, Siege, to be able to. I did see I'm now being served vasectomy content on the social media. And I did see you could buy your own like super pocket plastic microscope thing to see if you can see anything swimming in your own semen.
My phone has excellent zoom on it. I will figure it out.
Okay, I'll send you a sample. If you get a weird package in the mail, just immediately scan it, okay? I follow this one biologist in Mississippi who like gets pond water all the time, and look at that, there's a they're not called troglodytes, what are they called? What are the water bears called?
I don't even know. Troglodytes are the best.
He shows that stuff, and I just want to send him, hey, check out this pond water. But now I can't. So, Siege, you've got to take over for us and send it to I'll send you his at. Okay. Anyway, if anyone is like tardigrades, that's what it is. Thank you, Gravy.
Tardigrades, yes.
So if anyone is considering, like, I don't need to have any more kids because my life is awful, or I don't want kids in the first place because that sounds terrible. It is. I love my child so much, and I need to make that clear often because I joke about it a lot. Like, I love my kids so much, but my life is so much worse because of it. I think every parent gets exactly what I'm saying, except for like 5%. And so,
right.
Tardigrades, says Gravy in the chat, and Brandon, you rang. So yeah, anyway, that was wild. Then in a completely different twist of fate the other day, I dropped my child off to his mother at the gas station. We have a very good relationship, but she needed gas. And so I was like, oh, I'll bring him over. That's fine. And I went to back up, and I may or may not have, I won't confirm this in recording for the internet forever, backed into a gentleman at the gas station, into his car door of his Acura. He was very mad at me, like very, very mad at me. He was parked illegally, mind you, so that's probably part of where it came from.
Oh, of course.
But I backed into him. I've got a backup camera. It was just a bright day, and I was just like making sure that my kid got to the car okay while I was backing up. I was just doing two things at once, maybe, allegedly. And so
you weren't even there.
I hear bonk. And then I hear there's this guy, and he's this very angry man, and he is yelling at me in all sorts of colorful language. And I look at him and I'm like, just hold on. Okay. And I pull the car in, and my life has gotten to a point where either being a dad has conditioned me to not put up with people's nonsense, or being dead inside has conditioned me to not care. I get out of the car, and this gentleman is screaming at me. And I go, I don't know exactly what I said, but I was like, would you settle down? And he was like, what? And I'm like, listen, I didn't want this either, okay? Again, we're talking about a car accident, not my child that I was just around. And the guy did not know what to do. Now, I'm a gigantic 6'5" man who like is clearly dead inside when I get out of the car and I tell someone to just back off. He is a shorter man of color with big muscles. And like, I mean, I didn't know he might've been willing to punch me or whatever. And I was like, go ahead.
Like, right in the dick.
Like, yeah, that would have been my weakness. Cause at the time I did have a pretty fresh,
vasectomy wound. You were numb.
And so this, to be clear, this was like a week later, just to be
sorry. Oh, okay. Boo.
But the dude is so mad, and I put him in his place so fast. And then he like kept trying to pop off, and I was just kept going, yeah, do you think I want to be here too, dude? And I was like such, I wasn't as dramatic as I'm being right now for effect, but I was like, yeah, dude, obviously this sucks for everybody. Like, I don't want this for you either. I want you to have a nice day. And so finally he goes, it's the first time I've ever been in an accident, man. Like, do we got to call the cops or what? I was like, and I was like, listen, man, I got good insurance. I don't care about calling the cops, but I'm here for you, dude. Like, if you need to call the cops, like, I'm not going to put up any, like, great, let's call them. I'll even call them so you don't have to, you know, because like person of color thing where it's like the cops are going to come. And like, there was like a long, slow ticking in his brain. Like, is it worth it to call the cops? And I was like, this sucks so bad for you, because if you want to call the cops, you should be able to. But that guy was like, we don't call the cops. Like, that's not what we do.
And then you offering to call the cops for him. Sure. Let's have the white guy.
I was like, call the cops. I was like, let's call my insurance company and see what they want to do. And we'll just see, because like, if they need me to, then I will maybe. But like, I don't need to call the cops. Like, this is, it's very obvious what happened. And like, yeah,
no,
I'm
going to end up having them come out there. All you need to do is make a police report.
And it takes 3 hours for them to get there. I'm not going to go to Crack Shell to like hang out for like, I don't need any trank, dog. Like, I don't like, so I'm ground inspectors. That would be a way to kill 3 hours, to be fair, though. So
right.
I brought the foil. They sell straws at the mini mart or whatever.
Outstanding.
But yeah, it was just, it's less about the, it sucks. My life is, again, I found another challenge in my life that I'm very upset about. But the part where, like, I've really reached rock bottom emotionally.
I don't believe that either. I just think you just let a little Florida out of you. You were still nice. Did you hear yourself? I want you to have a nice day.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't want. You think I want this? Like, come on, man.
I don't want to be in an accident. I don't want you to be in an accident. I want you to go home and have a lovely evening with your family.
And you know, he made a mistake, and he was like, yeah, when I parked here, like, I didn't like people like open their doors in your car and stuff. I just got this car, and it's like, it was nice. It was an Acura. And he was like, I didn't want to park over there because then, and then like, I was like, ah, it'll be okay. And then, man, this happens. And I was like, you shouldn't have admitted that you parked illegally to me, because like, I can bring that up to my insurance, right? And you're in trouble. But like, that's not, I'm not here to play that game either. And like, this dude's name is Al. And like, by the end, I like shook his hand and he goes, all right, man, you're all right. And I was like, okay. And we like fist bumped and I like went about my business. My like bumper would just came out of the clips a little bit. And I just gave it a whack and it like went back into place. And I was like, yeah, let's go. And so, it was a bummer of a day, but it was really cool. So again, do you think it's that I'm a dad and I don't put up with nonsense? Or do you think it's that because I didn't get, my heart rate didn't go up. I was more pissed that there's a guy screaming at me than anything. Just shut up. Like, I don't need anyone screaming at me. Like, stop
it. It's your black belt. It's your defense.
I think it is, bro. That's what I'm getting at is like.
Yeah, man, you were like, if there were people in danger right there, you would have been a full on superhero.
So like, that's like, I think of people like Gravy like that. I mean, it's not that he doesn't get worked up or whatever, but if there's a problem and like someone's going to be like, you don't want to do that, it's Gravy that's going to do that. He's the one that's going to be like, hey, this isn't worth it for you, because he also will destroy you. But he doesn't need to get super worked up. Afterwards, I like got in my car and then like I drove home, and then I got home and I was like, your life is terrible. And then I started crying. So it was like, because I felt bad about how I've reached another rung lower in the like nonsense that is my life or whatever of the last couple of years. But then
I love the spiral for you.
Yeah. But in the moment it wasn't like, I've had a lot of weird stuff happen and the anxiety always takes over and I have like become an emotional, not like I just become like my heart rate goes through the roof and stuff. And man, I was just like, God, I hope no one ever tries to mess with 6'5" Karate Greg, because like, it's not a guarantee that they're going to be able to get me to, you know, to bite on them emotionally. Yeah. And if they do, it's going to be a problem. So I still wouldn't pick on Gravy ever.
You're going to have Officer Brunch out there tasing you.
Yeah. I mean, so hanging out with him, that's a good point. Officer Brunch, like thinking about that guy, I don't know that, I'm not saying this out of knowing experience or whatever, but like that guy will definitely just punch a guy. Like if you're like coming after him trying to do a crime and you think you're just going to get one by on him. No. He like doesn't.
His first name's Officer. It's what, it comes with the territory.
But some of these dudes are like hotheads and he's an ADD he's just cool. Punk rock guy. And so it's like, yeah, he's in the mosh pit. And like, if you're a skinhead, he's going to punch you.
Yeah.
Because you're
deservedly so.
An asshole.
Yeah.
But he's not just going to punch a person.
A fellow punk rocker.
Yeah. Or just like anybody, if they're not like, in a place, this is all assumptions. Sorry, Officer Brunch.
Yeah, Officer Brunch, you might go around punching other people.
Yeah, you might actually be punching normal people.
You might be punching people right now.
So, but that's the thing, is like, the am I doing this because of skill, or is it because, dad, or I still have like a part of me that's like, oh, I'm still not indestructible. Like I still like worry about the Gravies that are out there walking around, especially Gravy of like 2 years ago, where dad Gravy, not like killer Gravy that he's back to right now, because even then he's already like, even Gravy at his, you know, two kids under five-ist would still destroy all of us without second thought. I mean, not without second thought, without having to like do much more than reflex, I should say. So, yeah, I try to keep that in mind, that there's people like Officer Brunch out there who's just a plain clothes guy right now, but if you, like, mouth off to him, like, he would definitely just kick my ass. So that'll be $200. Okay, when we come back, we'll dive into the world of my notes on my phone.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back. I was thinking about Siege. You posted some
naughty stuff.
No, you talked about some people leaving us some nice messages and stuff, but I have one in my notes here. I would have forgotten about it had I not made a note for myself, so that's good. Shout outs to Ramona, longtime listener of the pod.
Hey, sub dummy.
She did a stoic. Or she shared a stoic at least.
Very nice.
Hold on one sec. Wait, hold on. Why am I getting this wrong? It's making a mark, sorry. There's a new telescope that's going to be two pieces long and be connected together, says NASA Universe on Instagram. The new telescope, when it's completed, will be one T-Rex long.
What? I'm like,
yes! stoichiometry rules. So, Ramona, thank you so much for sharing that. We talked about the cyber crime of farting, right, Siege? I just want to make sure.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Cyber farter. Love her.
Yeah.
Want to date her. Or I want to break up with her. I don't know. Which one?
Are you getting served any content about the robot Olympics happening in China?
Yes.
The robot,
it's ridiculous.
The humanoid robot Olympics, where all these different robot makers that are making our future soldiers to destroy the humans are now having competitions in basic Olympic stuff, like kickboxing and race running. I guess you call that.
And soccer.
I used to call that track and stuff.
Race running. Track.
Yeah, there you go. And why aren't we there?
Listen, I've been trying to get us all as a group, as a show, to go to China.
You sound like Trump. To go to China.
Go to China. The tariffs.
Yeah, there's just all these robots badly competing at sports. And, like, there's such a short window for how long they're going to be bad enough that it's funny before they're good enough that it's scary.
What I don't understand is we have some of these robots that are scary now. Look at the Boston Dynamics killer jump flip. Like,
yeah, the parkour
bots.
Damn
thing is Spider-Man. Yeah.
And so they're trying to make like a consumer level home robot that like, how do you make it cheap enough that we can have them in everyone's house spying on people and then, you know, becoming the wardens once we like once we flip the switch and the robots are in charge. Like, how do we
they have to vacuum as well if they're going to do that?
$200.
Listen, robots are not.
Its lotion tank is low.
You don't have to pay them yet. Can you imagine going to Office Depot? I need some more of the Jergens.
I like that you go to Office Depot for
Just load it right in the back there for me.
Hey, also run a sperm check. T519.
How high is the zoom on that copier?
I was hoping the robot would do it. But sure, make the guy off the seat.
You in the red apron. Can you put this... 300% zoom.
So, why aren't we going to these? God damn it.
Why aren't we going to Office Depot?
Well, they don't have any of the things we just talked about. I mean, they do have a copier, so maybe they could check for that. But
I mean, if we ask them, maybe they'll call over the microphone.
Siege, could you make a man on the street video where you go to Office Depot and ask them to scan your semen to see if the vasectomy worked?
Hi, this is Siege from Nerd Talk Plus. Can you load me up with Jergens? Right in the back.
Well, all right. Scott, I don't even know if I still want to talk about this or not.
I want to know how much are these so-called consumer-grade robots that can barely run track, fall down every time they kick each other, and can't play soccer?
So let me ask you a follow-up to that, because I don't know the answer, but what would be a price point that you think would work where you could get this idiot robot in your house to, like, you know, do things like fold laundry, or I don't know what you would actually have them do, because right now they're awful. They like fall down the stairs and stuff like that, which is hilarious. But like,
well, if they're gonna do the things that I want AI to actually do, like fold laundry and do the dishes and do the chores and stuff like that, dude, I would drop a couple grand on that easily.
Well, like, what do you think is a realistic price point though? Like, what do you like? Is it $10,000 for a home robot?
Like, I would say five easy for the level that I see that them. With them doing things right now where they literally fall down every time that another one crosses its path.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go more than like 2000, but
there's this one video I saw of like these robots that are like, they're basically boxing robots, but they can also kick. And like the guy's trying to set one up and the other one like can't wait to like start fighting. And so like it squares up with his ass and then like hits him in the butt and he like, turns around and he's like, get out of here. And he pushes it away and it like stumbles away and falls down and gets back up. And it's like, oh, target acquired. Same guy goes up, punches him in the ass again. It's like, That's incredible.
After that robot, I might pay $5,000 for.
Then they're like running a race. I'm going to leave it at that. And they're running around, and like each robot has a guy running next to it to make sure everything's okay. But like this really fast robot's running, and it just runs into one of the handler guys, and everyone falls down, and it's very funny, except for the guy who fell down. But it's like we're at this stage where they're so stupid that it would be so much fun to like be part
of
this.
It's more fun. Like, I don't know why we need artificial intelligence so bad. I like artificial stupidity.
There we go. See? Why keep developing it? Just keep them dumb. I mean, they might burn down your house by accident or delete all your code or whatever it is.
But that's okay. At least you'd know why it happened. It wasn't like a malicious act trying to take over.
No, it's okay, dude. You're like, hey, settle down. I've got good robot insurance.
Yeah.
Ow.
Should we call the cops?
I want one that carries me like I'm a damsel. Like, oh. like runs me to work, and I just like I love you.
You just got your arms around its neck.
Hey, let me see that vacuum tube. Jergens Supply. Whoa. Hey Siri, add a stop at Office Depot. Office Depot doesn't open till 9. I'll have to go to work without it. All right.
Well, somebody's going to be grumpy on the air today.
Someone keeps taking all the Jergens out of the bathroom. Could you please stop?
Why is there Jergens in the bathroom? Tell Christy Taylor, I said,
what's up, dummy? And we'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, I've got so many notes. There's, you know, I came across this story. So, Siege, we've been doing in sessions.
Is that 15?
What's that?
I'm sorry. I came across the story.
I printed it out and then I attributed it. It was crazy. We've had a couple in sessions in the last couple weeks, and I've been doing a little bit of improv'd material.
Yes,
in front
sir,
of
you have.
Audiences. Did I tell you this already?
No. You were telling me about the...
We talked about it when you were here. We had talked about how I want to write material before an in session. The problem is like doing anything before anything is like so impossible for me. But I was like, what can I do in front of a crowd to just like get everyone like their attention, get them focused, and just like
number 15,
warm them up a little bit, right?
I'm like, 16.
You guys want to see something gross?
Everybody will be focused on you. That's
TX 509. Get out here. Long ass Home Depot or Office Depot receipt on its chest.
Vacuum tube.
Anyway, but I've been taking stories from Nerd Talk and doing. Like, oh, I did that this morning, so I'll just do a story about that and just kind of talk. Like, hey, I host a segment called Nerd Talk. Here's some stuff that we went over, whatever. And like, I say it a little bit nicer than that, but I haven't written material with punchlines and stuff yet. But I write stories every day, and usually there's a couple, you know, gags in there to do it. So I've been trying it, and it's been so interesting because it's worked really well because people are already there to see us and they know what's going on. And if they don't know, who I am coming to our like very hyper specific like event, that's fine, and I'm happy to make new fans, but might as well give them a reason to tune back in the next day, turn on a little charm a little bit. And so one of the stories that I did that I think is pretty relevant to the Nerd Talk Plus audience is that, you know, in the last couple of years as we Google things, the results come up with the Gemini AI. And it like sums up like some stuff and gives you a response. And it is so frequently incorrect.
Oh my God. Yes.
Unbelievable. Right. And so it turns out that there's a really simple way to make sure that you don't get AI in your results. And it's by adding some swear words into your Google search. So if you're like, when's the last time the Mariners went to the playoffs? It'll just look up
2023.
It'll just look up it'll just give you the data without giving you its own interpretation.
Wow, really?
My question is, does it still use the computing power to send it there to see if you swore or not? And so, like, are we not using as much energy? Is it greener? Is it better to Google things by putting a swear in so it does not do that for us?
I don't know. When Brandon gets here, let's have him use ChatGPT to find out.
Now, that's not Google, so it'll be different. With ChatGPT. Yeah. I saw somebody ask very simple things.
Oh
my God. Sorry, I started giggling because of the
baby bird.
I started giggling because of what this screen name says. We just had someone pop in. He hasn't populated yet into the pod. There it is. It's ticking away with his dark maple wood in the back of it. Oh, that sounded weird. In the back of his shot there. Not dead yet. That's why they call me a gift. Welcome.
That's the taglines from a previous name I think I had.
It's Tony Pizza.
Yeah.
Hell is empty, for the devils are all here. Brandon, I have missed your shiny face.
He's a baby's bird.
I was the last holdout, like Is it Kallak in the Stormlight Archive? Is he the last one who, it's not Kallak, is it?
What's the name of the dude? Stormlight?
Yeah. Yeah.
We talked a lot about the Stormlight sucking adjacent today. So go back and listen to the pod, Brandon.
No.
Whatever. You listened to it so fast last week. You listened to it before I got text from you.
I didn't even know it was out.
Almost instantly. It was amazing. It was
so good. First, guys, some news, which I'm sure we've talked about this in the last 4,000 episodes that I haven't been on. Netflix owes us some money because we go and invent new golf, and then Happy Gilmore 2 comes out with new golf. And I'm pretty sure we'd already done that. Granted, I know that that movie's probably been in production for a lot longer than ours.
We
documented it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Sure, right. They could probably show off scripts where they have it,
But. And I've got bad breath too, so they even stole that.
The idea that that they use steroids, or not steroids, but they use special surgeries.
Yeah,
I mean, we just did 30 minutes on me getting a vasectomy, and hopefully that makes my golf game better. So,
man.
So yeah, you got something. You should definitely listen, Brandon. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
Brandon, we're just talking about how if you don't want AI to come up in your search results on Google, that you should swear in the Google search. Mm. Because if you do, then the Gemini AI it won't show that. So you actually get a real result rather than it being this is probably the answer based on 0.145 seconds that we did. So,
right.
Yeah. Why?
Man, that really, I'm going to test it right now.
Yeah.
I was doing this for a house that I'm working on, and it says how to find a specific electric provider in Spokane. Now, how to find a effing, I'll say it so you don't have to bleep it.
You're a real one.
Still generated the answer for me, so...
How about calling it a stupid F? You stupid F.
How to find an electric provider, Spokane, you piece of sorry.
Great job.
Still gave me the answer.
Maybe you gotta put it in the middle. How to find a stupid effing electric provider.
Yes, yeah, stupid. Yeah.
And dumb S. Spokane.
Now, to be fair, this story is from two or 3 weeks ago. They might have patched it.
Stack of C.
Keep burning that water.
Probably whale oil.
Whale oil.
Dumpster sucking mother. There we go. Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Still generated an answer.
Damn it, Brandon is. Teacher brother this week where he's proving us wrong on the pod.
Here's what I wrote. I'll put in what I just wrote to you guys.
How to find a stupid electric. Okay, never mind. It went away. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just trying to see if I could take it. I'm taking out some rage, you guys. I'm taking it out.
That's why we want you here.
You accidentally typed Catherine. I beeped that just so you don't get in trouble.
She won't listen. If I don't listen.
Can you imagine if she listened? Miss you too, buddy. It's good to see you. Can you please set your stuff up this week so we can pod for real next week?
To be honest, how bad does this sound? Question of the week.
It sounds bad compared to...
Okay, great. Yeah. Cool.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Nope. Yep, there it is. Spokane native.
There we go. Sorry, I can't see.
Guys, how disappointing is it that Sydney Sweeney is... swinging for the wrong team now.
Dude, who was surprised? Wait.
No.
Do you mean Republican?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say other team. I said wrong team.
I never had a chance to begin with. So So I didn't care about that, if that was the implication. Are we just finding this out? I feel like this has been a thing forever. First of all, she's from Spokane, so that answers most of the questions right there.
You're in Spokane!
I'm in Spokane.
I am not from.
That's fair, yeah. Fair. Gonzaga's there. That's got to generate a ton of
Plus, my loops. Dad is homeless, so I have... Not yeah. my... Not
True.
My, wait, let's see. Which dad? Not... Not father, brother. Yeah.
Bio father brother.
Methazard. It's all coming back to him.
We gotta send him a copy
like
of
riding
the...
a bike.
So therefore, I guess I could take that two ways. One, I could go like total rich dad, poor dad. It's more like poor dad. It's more like poor dad, poorer dad.
It's like tooth dad, no tooth dad.
Yeah. He's got gold in them teeth.
Did.
Yeah. Until he sold it for meth.
The giggling is back, everybody.
I love it. I missed it so much.
All right. This is a fun thing that kids are doing with ChatGPT. They're now using ChatGPT to call in sick to school.
Because hell yeah.
With ChatGPT. ChatGPT-5, you can...
Dude, these kids have it so easy.
Type whatever you want, and it's always a recorded line that you get, so they just type it up to be like, hey, this is Bobby's mom. Like, he can't come in today because of AIDS or whatever.
tell Bobby's mom I said what's up.
Yes!
He choked and his pants, so he won't be in today. There's a callback.
No, you know, I... Okay. Okay. First of all, that happened while I was at school, so they knew about it.
I know. So the next day, like, he can't come in because happened yesterday.
I think I went back the next day. I didn't die of shame.
No, is Brandon on the spectrum? Everyone else definitely would have died of shame.
In Happy Gilmore 2, everybody just gets that surgery. In real life New Golf, everybody's just...
All right, dudes. Well, it's been a very long time since we've been able to properly do this, and I have so much more that we could be talking about. And also, stuff comes up all the time on Guinness World Records that I don't send to you guys because I don't want it to start showing up in your feeds. And so there's like a bunch of things that I was really excited for the pod, but then I don't take notes on. But it's Guinness time. That's what I'm trying to say. It's Guinness time.
Hell yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah.
How they should end it.
Just like Brandon mouth guitar solos.
Yeah, dude. Love me some mouth guitar.
We got to call up that Peruvian or Venezuelan
pipe band.
it's just Raul Ruiz. You know the guys that are always like on the I don't know if it's the pier in San Francisco. It's like the dude's always, he's got like the full marching band. Like he wears like
drums, the one man band,
plays guitar and stuff. It's just Raul Ruiz Diaz wearing that.
All right, guys, this is Guinness time, where I ask questions from the Guinness World Records Instagram feed, and then all three of these guys try to chime in with the correct answer. It is Price is Right's rules, and Gravy always cheats and wins, so here we go.
I won the last four.
A classic tradition of Guinness time.
Sorry, Gravy. Gravy doesn't cheat and win. He just cheats. Well, probably cheats and wins.
I've won the last four fair and square.
Four-time consecutive winner, Siege. I think that might actually be true. You've won at least a couple recently, right, Siege?
Yeah, they're all fake, though.
No, shut up. That's not the part you're supposed to say.
Yeah, I know.
But we gave you the victory, right?
Oh, they count.
Okay, good. Yeah. There's a robot, speaking of previous things from the pod today, called Q6, C-U-E-6, a humanoid robot created by the Toyota Motor Corporation, and it holds the record for the farthest basketball shot by a humanoid robot. How far do you think that is? We'll start with Siege, because he was he's the four-time champ, so Siege?
6 miles.
All right, well... You're no longer allowed to use those buttons. Brandon, welcome back.
Missed you, buddy.
Two half quarts. So one full quart shot.
So full quart, one full quart.
Stoichiometry.
How many is that in pumpkins?
I don't know how far that is, so I need you to say a number either in meters or feet, please. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to ask Google, how many effing meters is one basketball court?
5,280 feet.
I wonder if Google would stoic for you.
What if I could mute Siege? I can't.
I'm going to go ahead and say 94 feet.
94 feet, says Brandon from the internet. And bringing up the rear, Sean Gravy Gervin.
I'll double that, I guess. 188
four, feet? Four half quarts.
Four half quarts.
Well, this is a strange start. The record for the furthest basketball shot by a humanoid robot from a distance of 24.55 meters, or 80 feet, 6 inches.
So I win.
No. Okay, see each other more. With 6 miles.
That's not even a full court. That's not even a full court.
It's not even an Eminem lyric. All right, well.
So,
1-0.
Closest with going over.
Nope. Furthest when you go over.
Nope.
1 point to your babyest boy.
Judge's choice, Siege.
Oh, come on. 6 miles.
Oh, there was something I wanted to talk about. It had to do with stoichiometry that we got to bring up after this. Don't let me forget,
What's the longest basketball shot by a humanoid human?
6 miles.
8 miles. Eminem.
8 miles.
Let's see. Longest basketball shot. Oh, it's not even that much more. It's 113 feet and 6 inches. 34.6. That does not seem like...
I got some of that 6 inches.
That's long, dude.
Dude.
Thank you.
No, but if we say... I don't know. If a regular basketball court's 94 feet, he's only...
That's like a court... That's almost a court and a half, dude. That's you got to take like a running start for that, and you're shooting from beyond the end line. That's like, I want to say, maybe 10, 15 rows into the stands if you're...
All right. Oldest living chicken. This is my favorite.
Dude. Wait, yes. Currently or oldest that ever lived?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give one piece, okay, of it away.
Pearl. Oh, dude, wait, thigh, like one thigh, like one
thigh,
tender?
Thigh. I want the yes. thigh. Yes, Brandon, I missed you so much.
Still living. Only a few nuggets left.
Yes.
Oldest living chicken named Pearl.
Yes.
Who is blank amount of time and 69 days old.
Yeah. Great.
Nice.
What's that blank amount of time, gentlemen? Starting with
420 years.
Okay. Well, nope.
How long does a normal chicken live?
At least
2 years.
I would say at least 69 days. I don't
know. Depends. Do we kill them normally?
I'm gonna say, oh wait, who's going first? Siege going first?
Siege already went.
420 years.
I'm never playing Guinness time again because I hate this so much. Like, this is the last Guinness time. I hope you all enjoy.
Gravy's Googling right now. Whatever. He's using his penis.
He's blinking out the Morse code. Yeah. His Googles.
How many effing years is the
oldest living chicken, Pearl, who is blank time and 69 days old, Brandon?
14 years and 69 days.
Oh,
14 years and 69 days? Gravy.
I'll say 12 years.
Guys, this is amazing. This is truly an amazing day.
Two in a row for me.
Pearl is owned by Sonia Hull of the USA. Still nice. In healthy condition to this day. Up. Pearl or Sonia? I don't know who we're talking
about. Both.
Two chicks at the same time. F and A. about chicks. No, man. Only adults. As long as we're old 18, I'm good.
Well, they have a typical life expectancy of anywhere from 3 to 10 years. That margin is awful.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations, Pearl, who is 14 years and 69 days.
Somehow Siege gets the point.
It's over. That's a walk-off. Brandon wins. Play the music.
No, we're tied.
No, play the music. I've already decided. I'm tired of your antics.
We're tied.
Nope.
It's a comeback.
I'm putting the music in myself then. I don't care.
Damn it.
It has 69 in it.
It does.
He had to win. Worst performance ever by Sean Gravy Gervin, for the record, but it's a...
I mean, he's just terrible at this without Google.
I'm glad that the worst audio that's ever been captured for me on this show
is my winning
episode. I like that it's all clippy. Is everyone else hearing that?
Is that maybe because I'm screwing around with my pencil?
No. It's just a dropout thing. It's okay.
Oh, sick.
Guys, I've got some... If you made it this far, I just want to share something. I took a measurement the other day.
Oh, can we see the scar?
You can't. It's gone.
Oh,
I went back brutal. It's been a long time. Poor choice of words, perhaps. And I took a measurement the other day. Better than I remember.
Hell yeah.
So
give it to us in pumpkins.
Yeah.
Points.
Point six.
Well, on that horrifying note, no.
Give it to us in Paul Hogan's nipples.
Ooh, like 7.
Which, if I remember correctly, it was 1.2 inches. One Paul Hogan's nipple diameter.
I don't want to do that.
Turns out we have a new unit of measurement. It's equal to Paul Hogan's nipples. It's one Greg's penis.
And I'm pumped. Better than I remember.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
All right.
How many can we fit in our mouths?
That's going to do it here for another episode of Nerd Talk Plus. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a heady show.
How many bees could you fit in your dick?
I feel more comfortable about that. Let me work on that here on the side, and then we'll... I also know the circumference. That's how this all started.
Oh, yeah,
girth
boy.
You
gonna tell us in the chat, or are you gonna?
No, I'm not ever sharing this data ever with anybody.
Girth gives us no indication of length or size, so you could give
girth
us,
gives us no indication of girth.
You could give us the girth, otherwise no 1GG.
Oh,
I'm just gonna tell you that this is TMI maybe, but it's
TMI means tell me immediately.
I'm going to
tell us the girth.
Gurg-Earth is what it sounds like you said.
Gurg-Earth.
The numbers are the same.
Whoa! What? Do you have a cubic penis?
It's time for What Do We Learn This Week.
Wait, maybe that's like a rule. Maybe it's like...
Guys!
Maybe it's like, you know how you...
It's not a rule.
If you put your arms out this way... You're supposed to be how tall you are.
Yeah, yeah. Your wingspan is supposed to be the same as your height. Yeah, yeah.
Your girth is the same as your length.
Oh my god!
No, that's what we call that measurement. The coincidence that if they are the same, you have girth. Okay.
The GG. All right, tonight I expect in the chat whether. Yeah, thumbs up or thumbs down, whether you have GG.
Okay. Gravy?
Oh, God. Okay. I don't know where to go with that, but we were talking about some car accidents earlier. We were. And Siege is going to start his, he's going to teach a Florida accident escalation course. It's just to launch a new gas station karate fight club.
Hell yes! Siege's karate hole expands.
Yes.
Do you guys serve karate coffee?
Karate coffee. It's all we serve, baby.
And knuckle sandwiches, please.
Yeah, dude, I was just about to say that. Oh, yes.
We were talking about robots earlier, and Greg is going to be spending his vasectomy $2,000 on his own Japanese lady robot to carry him around town.
Oh, yeah.
I really want that. I want it to be a lady robot, too. That's amazing.
Your Jurgen's ready.
I like that it's not a sexual thing. I mean, maybe it is, but she's just carrying.
No. Oh, yeah. A little bit.
It involves Jurgens. Okay.
But it's because it's vacuum.
We should make people listen to this podcast 30 minutes in every time.
And speaking of vasectomies, Brandon is setting his Dr. Snip appointment strictly for the $2,000 and his souvenir pocket knife.
There you go.
You get given $2,000? They're like, hey.
You got to rub out $2,000.
Listen to the pod. But they did give me a souvenir pocket knife.
Hey, you said that people fly in for Dr. Snip, and I have so many ideas for future episodes.
Everybody I know who has, yeah, we're
exit interviews.
We're not getting manicures this time, boys.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Everybody I know that lives west of the mountains, and even some that live over here, who have gotten vasectomies, have all gone to Dr. Snip.
Oh my goodness. Yo, let's let for Brandon's birthday next year.
Yeah.
Big old 35. We'll all go in. We'll do it in the same room. You guys video and we'll get it done.
Dr. Snip, you guys could be like, can we all take a turn?
Ooh, feet. We'll link feet. Link toes.
Oh, link testes.
Yeah.
And so instead of cutting my vas deferens, can you connect ours?
Yeah.
Can we be like the Avatar?
Take a little bit of mine and a little bit of his, and then we'll put it.
This is the first time Siamese twins have been created.
Where were they connected?
Balls.
The base of their balls.
Wait, are we sure that that's the first time? Have Siamese twins ever been
connected by connected the taint?
By their balls?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Of the week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.